the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
Why don't they have songs out about being true to your school? Why don't they have songs out about eating your Brussels sprouts?
Fans of the greatest 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia, I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast produced here at Free FM Hamilton, New Zealand, broadcast around New Zealand, also via Caper Radio and Powell River Community Radio in Canada. A big hello to our fans in North America. This is Retrospect episode 318, got it underway with a band called The Trolls out of Chicago. Track's called Baby What You Ain't Got, I Ain't In Need. Very cool track. Number of bands called The Trolls. These guys from Chicago, as I said. Also a Trolls out of San Jose, California. Another one out of Pueblo, Colorado. Great way to get the episode underway. We've got loads of garage obscurities and another long global garage set in this episode 318 of Retrospect.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Well, it is no secret to Retrospect fans that the 13th Floor Elevators' You're Gonna Miss Me is a personal favourite. Here is a cover, 1967 7-inch A-side from Milwaukee's The Zoo.
Look around you, you thought I'd gone home. You didn't realize
60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Say. So now I'm going to tell them to you so that you understand them better. The words of the song have quite a bit to say. So now I'm going to tell them to you so that you understand them better. The words of the song have quite a bit to say. So now I'm going to tell them to you. Words to this song have quite a bit to say, so now I'm going to tell them to you so that you understand them better. Can you tell a wise man by the way he speaks or spells? Now is this more important than the stories that he tells? Oh, you call a man a fool if for wealth he doesn't strive. Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. And you, you condemn a man if your faith he doesn't hold. And you all say the color of his skin is the color of his soul. And you say that man, the king of country, all must die. Well then, mister. Well then, mister.
Each time he feels the need for kicks or he's troubled, he returns to marijuana. He knows that marijuana isn't physically addicting. He doesn't know he's become psychologically dependent on it. But he's not worried. He knows he can handle it. In time, the continued use of marijuana causes psychic and physiological changes in his body.
A thousand soldiers will run after me. They drive the people back into the sea. A million friends seek to be safe, but there's no hope and there's no escape. Hey! Our time's gonna come now. Our time's gonna come now. Our time's gonna come now. Time's gonna come. Planes flying high overhead, pools of blood mark all the dead. A million bullets saturate the air. If there's a hell, I know that I'm there. Hey! Our time's gonna come now. Our time's gonna come now. Come, we're gonna die. Time's come, gonna die. Time's come, gonna die. Time's come, gonna die. Come now. Time's gonna come.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 318, The Zoo, top of the set out of Milwaukee, 1967 7-inch on PKC Records, cover of the fantastic 13th Floor Elevators, You're Gonna Miss Me. Then out of Chicago, the New Colony 6, originally emerged as a tough British Invasion-styled band, prominent Farfisa organ, very much influenced by the Yardbirds and Them. They debuted in 1966 with an album called Breakthrough. By the late 60s, they'd actually moved away from garage sound to kind of horn and string driven middle of the road pop, to the extent that Wikipedia actually describes them as an American soft rock band. We had the New Colony 6 with a cover of the Yardbirds' Mister, You're a Better Man Than I. Even better, we had the long version of that, two versions done by New Colony 6. Then finally in the set, out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, premier garage and psychedelic band of the late 60s from that area. They're called the Lincoln Street Exit. Track called Time Has Come, Gonna Die, B-side to the soulful Drifter 45 on Mainstream Records from 1969, also appeared on Lincoln Street Exit's Drive It album. Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. Well, here's a real garage obscurity. I've not been able to find any useful information about this band. One video on YouTube. It is a 7-inch single from 1966 on Delta Records. The band's called The Defiant Four. Brilliant track. This is called Away From Home.
I have to leave.
Under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed. A low curb appears as a precipice. With a distortion of sight and sound, time is suspended. Fast action appears slow. The whole world is distorted.
I should get a job in a factory, earn my living, think about security. Don't know what that means, 'cause I'm very happy doing nothing, that's what suits me. My mind is acting just as it should be. Don't wanna work machine, say that I'm so different from the rest. It's just that I am at my best when I'm idle. Other people labor on. It doesn't matter when they're gone. Their money goes on to the sun and pride. I'm very happy doing nothing. That's what suits me. My mind is acting just as it should be. Don't want a work machine. If you work all day, when you buy a home, it takes all your pay. Over time, we'll see you fly, at least until.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Don't forget, back episodes available right across the web. Apple Podcasts, the obvious place to get it, because you can review the show, leave ratings for episodes there. That would be enormously appreciated. TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory. Actually, a bunch of podcasting providers that I wasn't aware of now carrying Retrospect as well. If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio, check out some of the posts, and I list the places you can get Retrospect back episodes there, and then you can choose your preferred podcasting supplier. So top of the set, on Delta Records, band scored Defiant 4, track Away From Home. Then we had the Apollos from McLean, Virginia, formed 1964. A year later, they recorded a fourth song demo at Edgewood Studios in Washington. That was a prize for winning a Battle of the Bands competition. So the Apollos, A-side to that 66-45 called Target Love. Then a band called The Herbal Mixture, actually a side project of Groundhogs member Tony McPhee, a somewhat psychedelic venture. Track off their second 45 from 1966 on UK Columbia Records, The Herbal Mixture with Machines. And then finally in the set, Michigan band from Lansing. Actually, they originated in Midland, Michigan. From 1966, the band is called The Satisfactions. The track, Never Be Happy. Stay tuned. Global Garage, coming up next.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelic.
It's inappropriate. It's not nice.
Well, Retrospect, of course, known for a fairly extensive collection of global garage and freak beat. Here's one out of Holland on Polydor Records from 1967. Majority of the tracks written by a guy called George Koymans out of the band Golden Earring. The artist is Bajura, female singer, off an album called Night Flight, Night Sight from 1968. This track is called Looking for the Land, described as being a tribute to the Velvet Underground. See if you can find some Velvet Underground influences in this. Looking for the Land from Bajura.
I took the train at 5:30, a black old train that looked so dirty. I fell down onto the soaking floor, no delusion left and caring no more. People got off and people got in. My hesitation was long, so the train went on. I should have made up my mind instead of wasting my time. I fell down onto the soaking grass, no delusion left and caring less.
I don't know. ញុំស្រឡាញ់ស្រីតូចច្រមមងសំស្រួចចង់កែរៀសស្រួចហើយខ្ញុំគឺព្រោះចិនដាមើលមិនឆែតមិនឆែតនេត្រាអូនរួមសង្ហារួមចាចាចាមាននោណារួមដូចអូសូមរួមជាមួយផងសូមរួមតែម្ដងរួមជាមួយផងតារួមបានទេឬទេលោតហើយនៅទំនេររំផងបានទេរំបានទេស្នេហ៍សូមរំជាមួយផងស្រឡាញ់ស្រីតូចច្រមងសំស្រួចចង់កែរៀសស្រួចហើយខ្ញុំគឺព្រោះចិន្តាមើលមិនឆែតមិនឆែតនេត្រាគូនរួមសង្ហារួមចាចាចាមាននោណារួមដូចសូមរំជាមួយផងសូមរំតែម្ដងព្រមជាមួយផងតារំបានឬទេខ្ញុំមនុស្សលោតហើយនៅទំនេររំផងបានទេរំបានទេស្នាសូមរំជាមួយផង
Hey, Phil, it's Brian from Waterford in the States. Love the show. Want to hear more of that global garage set. Thanks, big guy.
Innamorata di me, ma ora sono felice di saperti un poco mia, e non importa se un giorno dovrò rimpiangerti. Un tipo come te, in amore non è mai di nessuno. Un tipo come te. Ma ora sono felice di saperti un poco mia, e non importa se un giorno dovrò rimpiangerti. Un tipo come te, in amore non è mai di nessuno. Un tipo come te, un tipo come te, un tipo come te, un tipo come te.
Si te dicen que me dejes, no vayas a creer. Yo te quiero, no te engaño, tienes que volver.
¿A dónde?
Separar nuestro amor, te lo pido nuevamente, tienes que regresar.
¿A dónde vas? ¿A dónde
Global Garage tracks there, got it underway with a Dutch singer called Bajura, Looking for the Land. Then we had a legend of Cambodian or Khmer music, Sin Sisimuth is his name, born 1935, highly prolific and very, very influential Cambodian singer-songwriter in the 50s through to the 70s, often regarded as the king of Khmer music. Very thriving pop scene in Phnom Penh, blended elements of traditional Khmer music with R&B and rock and roll. So very much westernized sound there for a while. Like many of his contemporaries, Sin Sisimuth disappeared during the Khmer Rouge regime of the 1970s. We had a track called Som Rom Shia Moi Phong, which is a cover of the well-known track Black Magic Woman from Sin Sisimuth. Also an album under that same name released on a label called Chlang Den Records, volume 55, unusual coding of records from the Khmer music scene. You can read about that online. So Sin Sisimuth. Then we had another obscurity. I'm going to call this one as an Italian band. The band's called Cirrus, C-I-R-U-S. The track Un Tipo Come Me, wrapping the set. Los Yorks from Lima, Peru. Prominent 60s garage band from Peru, particularly successful in that they had their own radio show and TV program, Los Yorks, with a cover of The Monkees' Valerie. And that's our Global Garage set for episode 318. We've got time for more great 60s garage straight after this.
Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Not only oppose the principles of that heritage, which has given us our rich institutions and laws, but they advocate their overthrow.
Well, it came from Los Angeles, California, formed in 1965. One of the more well-known bands that we play here on Retrospect. I love them. They are the Electric Prunes. Here's a track from 1967. Released only as a single in the UK and France, as I believe, as their fourth 45 RPM record, Electric Prunes, Long Day's Flight.
People move running circles around each other's minds. Oh, they're playing games, oh, they're calling names, they're trying hard. Unless they're spoken to all their long days fly till tomorrow. All their long days fly till tomorrow. All smoke-filled room with profit. All the waiting for their day. And they philosophize and close their eyes. Drift to deep and dark.
illumination. All their long days fly. Coming in and out of light. Oh, they have found themselves underground. They have found everything going down soon. The other, oh, why so many lose their way? Oh, they have found some solid ground, while all around them, you know the time is moving. Ooh, on their long days fly. Sound.
religion? What a laugh that would give the gang. Those resources and others are available to him, but he thinks only a pal can help. Help split this square world. Help him forget everything and everybody. He's been dragging the weed now long enough to want to try a bigger kick. In his present frame of mind, the bigger, the better. Psychologically, he's ready to make the big C. His pals have introduced new crops, and he's anxious to examine them. Caution, intelligence, normal defenses go up in hot smoke.
Day you see it, it happens everywhere. Man will use his brother, and still he doesn't care. He thinks that I was left behind, or what escape by using mankind. Such is life when you fight in a social cell. I was so concerned, I know. They couldn't do me no harm. Since I met you, woman, my mama hit so very hard. I know that if you leave me now, my heart would turn and blacken the cloud. But I know, yeah, I won't grudge behind. In a social cell and fighting for his share. We think none of us left behind, a wild escape by using my kind. Such is life when you fight in a social cell.
This brings us almost to the end of Retrospect episode 318. Don't forget those back episodes. Don't forget you can connect with Retrospect and chat with me personally via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. And hello to everyone that's been in touch recently. Appreciate your feedback. Nice chatting with fans around the world. So we had the Electric Prunes top of the set with Long Day's Flight. Then a garage classic Californian band from 1966 called The Human Expression. After rehearsing for 6 months, they secured a recording contract with LA's Accent Records and released their demo as their first single with the B-side Love at Psychedelic Velocity. We had their second single, brilliant track called Optical Sound, actually a promo version of that track from The Human Expression. Then out of Australia, the Toll Puddle Martyrs from Bendigo, Victoria, Australia, originally known as Peter and the Silhouettes. The Toll Puddle Martyrs released two singles. We chose one from 1967 on Pacific Records, the A-side Time Will Come. We took the B-side Social Cell from the Toll Puddle Martyrs. Which brings us to the end of this episode. I'm going to leave you with an instrumental track. Found this one on a comp called Northwest Killers Volume 3, Work It On Out. Now, I don't have the liner notes to that album, so I have no information about the band, but they are called Jams, or The Jams. Very cool track. This is Speak of the Devil. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. We'll be right back. like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.